We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey now, Semper Fi, and welcome in to this Thursday edition of Sports Talk, training camp style, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick, and along with NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. He's here till 6 o'clock tonight. Plenty of LSU, plenty of Saints to get to. And first off, though, I want to had a chance to hang out with some Marines today from the 4th Marine Division. Shout out to the Devil Dogs out there at Saints Camp. They were going in to talk with Dennis Allen about leadership. And I just think that's interesting.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, where is that 4th Marine Division?
They got a building in Algiers, and they got also in Belchase.
Okay, so they both part of the 4th Marine Division?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's convenient for them, by the Saints.
Yeah.
That has to be their team.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them have adopted the Saints.
Right, know, right. They come from all over, here. Yeah.
We're going to get into Bobby's notebook, and along with some observations from Mike Dettillier along the way. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Charlie Long taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. A couple things today from camp that kind of jump out, and we'll get in detail here in a little bit, but Andy Dalton didn't have such a great day, as good a day as he had yesterday, Mike. It was a bit of a humbling day today.
Yeah, but I think Hebert got a little bit of an explanation on that, on the one-on-ones, because I was a little bit to the back. Bobby was closer.
I'm not saying it's fixed. It's not fixed.
But Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram were mouthing back to the defenders.
In other words, Coach Allen, the offense was too dominant against his defense in that red zone period, 7-on-7. Or you could do a team or 7-on-7. So he was trying to get a little checks and balances where it's more a 50-50 deal.
Yeah, well, he got a lot of checks today.
So, Chris, you want to reveal what I was?
So, basically, it was tipped off. They went through the plays with the defensive players. But
go right into it. Go ahead.
Five straight touchdowns.
Just leave it at that, though. Don't go into all your details.
Get into it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm going to say, because it started setting the tone. C.D. Deuce was outstanding. Remember when he got beat the day before. It was like, oh, that would have been Holden. The refs would have threw a flag on him. Or he just got beat. He had tight coverage, but it was just great throws by Andy Dalton, but C.D. Deuce, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson gets an interception the very first play, and then the very second play. And this is, if you throw an interception in the end zone and you're in the red zone, that's like almost like a pick six, because you're keeping your opponent from at least getting points, field goal, mm-hmm. touchdown. So Chauncey Gardner gets the interception. The very next play, Bradley Roby gets the interception on Dalton. He was guarding Chris Olave. And then on Traquan Smith, outstanding pass defense by Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. So, man, it was outstanding, start the defensive period. Then you had the offense, and really it was like Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. They were screaming at the defense. Like, y'all were just walking through the script. See, they do a walkthrough before they go live in the other fields, and they were practicing like 7-on-7 red zone plays. And man, the period's like about 5-10 minutes later, and it's like the same, play. So all of a sudden, you got Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. Yeah, y'all should be doing good. Y'all just practiced the script, the plays we're going to be running.
That's great.
But even in that drill, Callaway to kick it off an offense. He had a touchdown. He beat Sorensen. I think he's a long shot, the veteran, even though, he came over with Honey Badger
And see, I think he's going to be a big special teams contributor.
Yeah, I agree with Christian. I see him on every special teams.
Okay, well,
teams
let's see what, how many tackles he's making. Because but what if you had, because he's a 9-year guy, what if you had a young guy, would you not ping anything?
I don't need to answer that. We already know the answer there, right? You're going to go with the young guy, same production.
So he really has to stand out on special teams.
My deal about this is if you got him on all those special teams, you must think he can do something for you.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know, the NFL's not too big for him. You don't last going into his ninth year.
It was so funny when the Saints signed him. And they were like, oh, he's terrible. And they were showing all these highlights of him defensively, right? And the ones that were plugged into how the Chiefs used him were quick to point out, hey, look, they're not going to ask him to do that in New Orleans. He's there to help bolster the kicking game and the return game. He's a four-core special teams player.
And would have provide depth experience with the secondary.
Yep.
And then I'm going to just go finish this period. Then Ezigbo. I thought Ezigbo's been doing good. He catches the ball well. He ended up having a touchdown beat Caden Ellis, you know, linebacker of the Saints, could be counting on. Also, that was from Ian Book. Ian Book hit Taysom Hill. For quarterback to quarterback, hit Taysom Hill on a touchdown in the red zone.
As Ian Book has gotten more and more reps,
he looks better.
He's improving.
Without a doubt.
I think the big thing here is his ability to throw the ball accurately from the pocket and not just one read, two read. Man, I'm taking off running. No, you start to do that in this league, man, they're going to get a shovel for you to pick you up. The guys, I thought today was the best practice I've seen from James Hurst. I watched him on the other side. I watched the offensive line play. Man, he looked good. He really did. He did a really nice job at the left tackle position.
Well, that's going to be interesting. You talk about James Hurst. You don't want to just throw Penning out there. No, he's going to have to beat out Trevor Penning. Look who he's blocking. You know what's going to be important? Think about it's a little over a week. He has this preseason game against the Texans, what he's going to do against different competition, and what he's going to do against the Packers.
Because every rep, he's going up against a stud with the Packers because they like the Saints. They too deep across the board, defensive line-wise.
Peyton Turner flashed again today, too. We'll get back into practice in Bobby's notebook. Ryan Horvat is next, host of BetMGM. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We're back here on the Big 870 Sports Talk here, along with Mike Dettelier, Bobby Hebert, and Christian Garrett. And on the line now is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ryan, thanks so much for visiting with us tonight. But, hey, we were right last Thursday. You got to take the over on that 30. And, it wasn't a pretty game, but that was some separation at the end. So, if you gave away the points, you were pretty good, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And so I went with the over in that game, took the Raiders in that game, just thinking, hey, this game is actually going to mean something to Josh McDaniels, you know, who grew up pretty much playing high school football right there, you know, where his dad was the head coach, his dad was there watching him. So did like the Raiders, did like the over. I know some people think you're a degenerate if you bet preseason football, but I mean, man, if you follow the stuff like we do, I think you got an inside edge, and especially if you're following some of the beat reporters, you're paying attention to some of the storylines. If you're looking tonight, I'm not betting the Baltimore Ravens personally tonight, but John Harbaugh has won 20 straight preseason games.
That's what Hebert was going to ask you.
But Ryan, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, it's like, you're not a degenerate. You know why I say that? Okay, he's 20-0. I don't care if you're competing at anything. Preseason doesn't count. But 20-0 is 20-0, and I heard in those 20 games that Baltimore's 18-2 on the cover of the spread.
So, Ryan, hey, they had a guy that used to be the sports talk host here, and he'd always have a comment from me. He said, Mike, get on the horse until it throws you off. So the 18-2, man, you got to throw me off.
Yeah, and I think that the Ravens are like 3 points. Is that right, Ryan? They're like 3-point favorite? I think they are,
yeah. Yeah. So what I did, so I just ended up going with the money line, you guys, because I can see a situation where it opened up 3.5, 4. I think it's probably going to close around 3, around a field goal. I can see I could see this being a field goal game. You know, they win on a late field goal or something like that. So if you want to bet Baltimore, I'd recommend just going with the money line. The money line better hit you 20 straight, man. I like the under a lot in the game. I took the over in the first game. Here's one where I bet the under when it was 33. I want to say it's around 32.5.
Yeah, it's dropped. I remember yesterday I looked it had dropped. So it's 32 or 32.5?
Yeah, 32.5 right now is what I'm seeing over at BetMGM, at least here in D.C. So I still like the under. I don't think they're going to show a whole lot tonight. We're not going to see a lot of starters out there. And it's two teams that really like to run the football and that are pretty tough defensively. There's going to be some position battles on the defensive side of the ball. So I did play the under. I'll tell you, I like the Ravens a lot this season. I actually went over on their win total, 9.5 wins. I think it's a discounted price, especially with the extra game. And then, you know, you got Lamar Jackson. It's a prove-it year for him. A lot of slander, a lot of talk. Is he a top-10 quarterback? I think he's going to have a big year. I don't know what they're going to do when they do get to the playoffs, but I think they're probably going to end up winning that division. See, between them and Cincinnati, it's hard to believe in Cleveland until we know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. Is it going to be the six games? Is it going to be the entire season? Now we see reports that if it's the entire season or longer than they expect, the 6 weeks, they might bring in Jimmy Garoppolo, but then he's going to have to get caught up on the offensive system. So I think with all that uncertainty, I really like this Baltimore Ravens team this year, you guys. And I think Patrick Queen is going to have a big year. A lot of people, I really wanted him in Green Bay, and people have been giving me a hard time because of his Pro Football Focus rating. And I know he's not great in coverage. I think he's going to step up this season, and I really like the pick of Kyle Hamilton. I think he's the best safety in this year's draft class.
Yeah, I agree.
Ryan, would you put money on Mike Thomas or Jameis Winston for comeback player of the year?
Definitely Mike Thomas.
Yes.
I really, especially when you look at the offensive weapons surrounding him, you know, as we talk about Jarvis Landry, if he can stay healthy, I think he's going to have a big year. Chris Olave is my favorite rookie in this draft class, unless it ends up being my guy, Romeo Dobbs in Green Bay. But I really like him. And then, you know, obviously the run game with Kamara, and I know Ingram's another year older, but I think he'll be solid in those couple weeks where he really needs to be. So I would probably do something with Michael Thomas, and I'm really high on Jameis. I continue to talk about the Saints, especially with everything that's going down right now in Tampa Bay. I love the Saints to win the division. So my favorite bet of the football season was them over 8 wins. If you waited on it, you know, now there's 9s out there. I even saw a 9.5 at one of the underground books that I wouldn't play. I do think they win double-digit games, though. I like them defensively. I think they're going to be really good, and I think that they have a shot to win that division. Tampa Bay already has injuries on the offensive line. Brady's going to take an extended vacation. They're relying on Julio Jones to be Julio Jones. I don't know what he has left in the tank. And defensively, they've lost a little bit. Too many injuries already, and I don't know what the run game is going to look like. So my favorite bet is the Saints to win that division. I can't believe we're still getting 3-1 odds on that right now.
Yeah, Ryan, I think, man, maybe you can give me a better explanation. Great, Brady taking an extended vacation. Now listen, he doesn't need the practice work, but that's
what is this,
odd.
Kyrie Irving NBA?
But that's odd for him. Now, somebody else to do that is one thing. For him to do it, something's not right. Ryan, something's not right with that.
I'm gonna re-retire that offensive line.
Yeah, he's always
exactly
playing center and guard.
Yeah, he sees a new offensive lineman go down every day before we even get to week one of the preseason. He's probably rethinking coming back. It's probably pretty comfortable in the mansion, you know, wearing his Uggs next to Giselle, taking care of the kids. But I think that's what's going down. I think that, you know, he knows the offense, obviously, even though there's going to be some changes this year. I think that was probably part of the agreement with his wife, maybe, you know, that he had to spend a couple extra weeks at home this summer. I don't know. Something just feels off this year.
Yes, I agree with that. That doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem right for him.
No, not for Tom Brady. Look at the guy's diet. He doesn't even eat ice cream. He doesn't drink coffee. He eats avocado ice cream, whatever the hell that is. He doesn't put any sugar or salt in his body. And now all of a sudden, he's not doing the TB12 method training. He's sitting at home, so I think there's something up right there, and I don't think a lot of people are paying attention. I think it's an easy and lazy pick just to pick Tampa Bay to come out of the NFC, but I'm really hoping it's either my team, the Packers, or the Saints, and I think both teams are going to be surprises. The AFC is so loaded. you can make the case for 10 teams to come out of the AFC and represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
In the NFC, I have no clue. I think it's Green Bay. I do think it's the Saints, especially the way that they play against Tampa Bay. Even if Brady's still Brady, they've owned him the last couple of years, especially when he needs to, you know, travel on the road and play there. I don't know who else to make the case for, though, in the NFC. I'm not sold on the Rams with all the injuries that Matthew Stafford's already dealing with. I'm not sold on the Cardinals, especially without DeAndre Hopkins the first 6 weeks of the season. I think it's Green Bay, it's New Orleans, and then Tampa Bay. And I'm kind of crossing Tampa Bay off my list right now until they prove to me they can stay healthy.
I talked to Rick Venturi, who does the color for the Indianapolis Colts, and he said, Mike, I think the Colts are going to be really good this year, and it's a nice upgrade at the quarterback position. To have Matt Ryan in here. And, you know, I know for down here a lot of people kind of poo-poo Matt Ryan, yeah. But Matt Ryan can still play in this league. And I know one thing, he's a hell of a lot better quarterback than what they had a year ago. Your thoughts on the Colts? Because I think they're one of those 10 teams that if they get hot late, they could give teams a lot of trouble come playoff time.
I completely agree. I played them to win the division, and they're going to be so good this year if they could stay healthy that they're right now minus 125. So you're not even getting plus money for them to win that division. And the reason I love them so much is because of that division. I took the under on the Titans win total, 9.5. I think Ryan Tannehill is going to have a hell of a time this season. You know, Derrick Henry, if he can stay healthy, he's the best back in the league, you guys. But he was injured last season. Every season he's taking on all those carries. Eventually he's going to break down, yep. And he's not going to be the guy that could carry that team. They lose A.J. Brown. They don't have any wide receivers that could really create separation. And then the Jags, I still think they're a year away, even though I do think they'll improve a little bit. I think the Texans are going to be historically bad, especially with Lovie Smith. So I'm all about the Colts winning that division. And I think, like you said, I think they're live to win the Super Bowl. Jonathan Taylor's probably the best back in the league if he stays healthy. They have the best offensive line when Quentin Nelson's healthy. I agree with Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan actually had a really good year. I mean, I know the numbers weren't great, but look who he was throwing the ball to. Kyle Pitts, a rookie tight end, who had one receiving touchdown. Cordell Patterson I really like, but I don't know that he's ever going to have a season like he had last year. Calvin Ridley, even before he got suspended for betting on games, decided not to show up to work. And Matt Ryan, all the reviews at camp and OTAs were the receivers were in shock the first couple weeks. I think it was Michael Pittman talking about it, that as soon as they turn around or break their route, the ball's exactly where it needs to be. They didn't have that with Carson Wentz, you guys. He's the least accurate quarterback in the NFL. The year before that, Phillip Rivers played pretty good, but then he broke down the stretch. I think Matt Ryan's going to have a big year, and we haven't even talked about the defense yet with Darius Leonard, or Shaquille Leonard, I'm sorry. He changed his name, I forgot. He's a ball hawk. I think they're a 12-win team at worst, and I think they could win the Super Bowl.
And, Ryan, speaking of quarterbacks, and, you know, we always want the young guys to work out, but the performance didn't come close to matching the hype for the 2021 quarterback class, to say the least. You know, with quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3 for the third time in the common draft era, and then 5 going off the board in the first round for the fourth time, expectations were all high, you know, for Trevor Lawrence and company. So I'm looking at, I don't know, here you got Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, then you got Mac Jones. I think the rookie with the most success last season was the one picked 5th among the first rounders. And then right after that, I guess Davis Mills was a pleasant surprise as a rookie being taken in the 3rd round. So which one you think is going to be able to turn it around? Is it Trevor Lawrence, or I look at the supporting cast with Justin Fields. I just don't know. Zach Wilson, boy, he looked erratic against us. And Trey Lance, what's up with Trey Lance? So who do you think all of a sudden surprises and maybe live up to some of that hype coming out of that 2021 class?
That's a great question, and I think the obvious answer, I think the answer you'd get from everybody would be Trevor Lawrence, because now he has, you know, he has Doug Peterson. He's probably the best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck, if he could live up to the hype. But last year was a mess. The Urban Meyer situation, Travis Etienne getting injured before the season even began. I think Travis Etienne's going to have a big year. I know they overpaid for their skill position players, but I do like their weapons enough. I think he'll have a decent enough season, but my pick is actually going to be Trey Lance. I picked the 49ers to win the division. I went over their win total 9.5. I think they win 11 games. I don't think they skip a beat, even without Mike McDaniels, who's a great offensive mind. I think Shanahan will be just fine. I think he's one of the best play callers in the league. They just have to stay healthy, right? Guys like George Kittle. I think Trey Lance will have a really big year this year because they bring back Deebo Samuel, and now he's paid. And Brandon Ayuk, he became a different player the second half of the season.
Looks good, Ryan. He really looks good.
He was in Kyle Shanahan's doghouse half the year. He looks really good right now. So I'm going to go Trey Lance. I do think Trevor Lawrence will be much better. I would like to say Zach Wilson, but the offensive line's already beat up. I do like the rookies that they have. They're just so young. So I'll go Trey Lance to have the best season with Trevor Lawrence right behind him.
Ryan, first off, are you going to be in Green Bay next week?
No, I wish, man. The only time I'm going up, the only game I'm actually able to go to this year, I'm going to go when they play the Commanders because it's here in D.C., and then I'm going to go to the Chargers game. It's a primetime game. It's during my Christmas break, luckily, so I'm going back home. I can't remember if it's Monday night or Sunday night, but I'm jacked, man. As long as guys stay healthy, because I want Rodgers versus Herbert. Two times I've had tickets to Mahomes against Rodgers, and both times I've ended up with, I had Jordan Love this year versus Mahomes, and I had Rodgers versus, I believe, Matt Moore the last
time. Yeah, I was going to say Matt Moore. Ryan, last question before we let you go. Man, your thoughts on the L.A. Chargers. Man, this team looks like it's got all the pieces in place. Certainly with Herbert, their offensive line's improved. Man, you add some big-time pieces on the defensive side to football. Do you trust that head coach? Man, he looked as though he's one of these guys that's a stat guy. I'm an analytics genius, okay? We saw some of that genius. It didn't work out. I think people are overhyping the Chargers because, first of all, that guy got to prove to me that he can win games as a head coach.
And especially if you're going far on fourth down on your own 20.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Well, you better make it.
No, exactly. And see, that's the thing with the Chargers. Talent-wise, they look like an all-star team. I would love to bet them to win the Super Bowl, at least bet them to win the division. The problem is they're in the toughest division maybe in NFL history. We don't know what Russ Wilson's going to look like this year, but Denver will be improved. All those teams are so good. You can make the case for any of those teams to win the division. But the thing with the Chargers is, like you said, the head coach. I don't want to see them going for it on every fourth down with that defense because they spent money on the defensive side of the ball. You bring in Khalil Mack. You have Joey Bosa there. You have a solid pass rush. Punt the ball. I worry about not only Brandon Staley, the head coach, Joe Lombardi, the play caller. Let Justin Herbert push the ball downfield, throw the ball, and as long as they stay healthy, they should be a double-digit win team. But I have to see it to believe it at least this first time, man, because Herbert's never even been to the playoffs. He's never won a playoff game. He's never been there. He's two games below 500 in his starting career. So I just need to see it to believe it. And that division is too tough for me to bet anything now.
Yeah, I agree.
Ryan, I don't know if there is a line, but if there were a line of Sean Payton, an over and under, perhaps Sean Payton being back in the league next season, how would you place that bet?
I would say probably they would make it, what, like 5-1 odds, 6-1 odds? I'd say around 8-1. The book wouldn't want to get killed on something like that. I don't know about next year. I would give it 2 years, though. I would say under 2.5 years. And if I was getting good enough odds, 8-1 odds, I'd probably place a small little wager on it. It's just we see it with these guys, these football guys. I mean, you know, you go home, you spend some time with the family, you refresh, you recharge the batteries a little bit. You get bored. Look at Tom Brady. He was at home for, what, 2 months?
Yep.
And he was bored already. So I just think he's too great of an offensive mind, too great of a head coach. I would love to see him go to the college game. I know that's probably not a possibility.
That's not going
to
happen.
Ain't happening. Ain't happening.
He don't want to recruit.
Hey, they'd be on probation within 2 weeks.
Head coach. You stole my head coach. I'll take Sean Payton, and Marcus Freeman could go back to coaching the defense. How about that? He could come to Notre Dame.
Now, listen, I think Marcus is going to have a lot of success. Man, he got some talent at Notre Dame, and he got some coming in, Ryan. Good gracious, that recruiting class right now, I mean, you know, it's right there kind of up against A&M with what they did a year ago. I mean, he is really, really recruiting well. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us tonight, bud. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, for having me. Enjoy the game tonight.
All righty. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast. For more of Ryan Horvat's analysis, just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. More here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this break.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. Before we get too long, Shoreman, what's on the text line? Bobby, that you want to
get to? Yeah, because fans are always, you know, odds. Well, I'm going to put some money on the Saints. What are the odds for the Saints winning the Super Bowl? Before I give you those odds, I think Mike might put a little coin on the Colts or plus 2,500. Well, the Saints are at plus 5,000. So, Mike, so if you'd put up $100 for the Saints to win the Super Bowl, you can win 5,000, right? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, but for the Saints, my thing is the win total. I think that's where you got some shot there. And I got it early.
The 7.5?
Yeah, I got it. It was 7.5 when we were at the slip of the time. And I jumped on that. But I understood why they put it that way. You had a new head coach. Uncertainty at the quarterback position. At that time, you did not have Jarvis Landry. And so, you know, that's a lot of variances with that. And so I got it. So I was fortunate at 7.5 to grab it. But now,
even at 8.5, that's good.
Ryan is saying some of the sports books now are 9 with the Saints. Well, some of them are 9.
Well, I mean, to me, it should have started at 9. Because, I mean, I look at that'd be a tough bet. Because I think it might be a push. I think you think like, oh, are you going to go the over and under at 9? Now, that would have been more reasonable.
I'd have still bet over.
Over, yeah. You think they're going to get the double. Yeah, you got to stay healthy.
I probably wouldn't have bet at all. I think, as you just pointed out, Bobby, that's
can't be scared gambling. Yeah. Well, you got to roll it. But
I'm fine
think
with
even
the dice, but I'm not rolling
at 9. I would have bet the over if it would have started. But it started at 7.5, went to 8.5, and as Ryan pointed out, there are some books with BetMGM that's actually got it at 9 today.
I believe in the lines just because that one episode of Hard Knocks. For real. They're coming through. Listen, that was the most popular bet in July.
Yep.
Over and under was at 6.
6.
Yeah. And that for Dan Campbell to win Coach of the Year, and then their running back, Mike, their stud running
Swift, to
lead the NFL in rushing. Because when you look at it, you know, everyone knows Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor. But Swift can win that.
No, DeAndre Swift is a really good back.
He can win the rushing title.
But if you didn't watch Hard Knocks, you got to watch Aiden Hutchinson's singing Billie Jean.
Oh,
and,
man,
and everybody getting involved at the end. No, you got that team's respect.
They always haze the rookies. Yeah, that might be the best ever. When you get
I don't know if we can show it to Charlie.
When you get the team to respond to you like that, oh boy, that's you know they're on your side.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Right to our Oakenheart Jewelers talking text lines. We go Longshoreman. What's going on, Longshoreman? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, Bobby, Mike, thank y'all for taking my call.
All right, bro.
I don't want to drift too far off of course.
Turn off your radio, Longshoreman.
Longshoreman,
turn off your radio.
There we go. How's that? Is that better?
Better. Just that feedback that it's distracting.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, now we can hear you. Go ahead.
How's that better?
That's great.
Longshoreman, what's going on, Longshoreman? You're on.
Okay. Longshoreman, turn off your radio.
Off.
Don't turn it down. Turn it off.
Off.
Completely. If we hear ourselves, and it's very distracting. Go ahead, Longshoreman. You're back on WWL.
Hello.
Hello, Longshoreman.
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Go ahead, brother.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear y'all. Oh, my bad. Hey, yeah, I don't want to drift too far off course of my questions, but, man, what a breath of fresh air from Ryan Horvath, man. I mean, somebody that finally makes sense. I love listening to that guy.
Man, Ryan's super, man. Man, he really is. He's been involved with BetMGM, and I get to do a show with him weekly, and he comes on here. He's awesome. He really is. Very, very good.
Longshoreman, we're up against the clock. If you want to hold on, I'll bring you back next hour. I don't want to.
Yeah, he has a question about Paulson and Devo.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Stay on hold, Longshoreman.
Sit tight, Longshoreman. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Still to come, Bobby's Notebook, brought to you by TrainSouth.com. It's hard to stop a train. Also, Glenn West, senior writer at Go247.com, talking a little LSU football in fall camp. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.